USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CNN that the U.S. has communicated to the Russian government that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody.
We have communicated to the Russian government that what happens to Mr. Navalny in their custody is their responsibility, and they will be held accountable by the international community. In terms of the specific measures that we would undertake, we are looking at a variety of different costs that we would impose, and I'm not going to telegraph that publicly at this point, but we have communicated that there will be consequences if Mr. Navalny dies.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More than 30,000 Russian troops have been massing near their border with the Ukraine, as tensions in the area continue to rise between the two countries over Russian-backed separatists operating in eastern Ukraine. The United States and the European Union have vocalized their support for Ukraine, but many worry that a full-blown conflict is inevitable. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he would prefer to see a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but tells CBS's Face the Nation that if Western powers are going to draw red lines with Russia, they have to ensure that they'll be respected.
And I think when we put red lines, we have to make them respected by our people and the others. And I think we have to be clear and tough. It was a failure of a naive approach vis-à-vis Russia. I'm definitely in favor of discussion with Russia, with an open, quiet and respectful discussion with Russia. But I think that when we put red lines, we have to be sure to be credible and to make these red lines respected by the authors.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House's chief medical advisor says the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccination may return to circulation soon. Jeremy Scott has the details.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be lifted at a meeting of CDC advisors this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked on ABC's This Week if the vaccine will be suspended.
I really don't think so, Martha. I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I believe that we'll be back with some sort of indication a little bit different than we were before.
Last week, the CDC and FDA recommended a pause due to 6 cases of blood clots and their nearly 7 million who were vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And police in Texas are searching for a suspect wanted in a Sunday shooting that left 3 people dead. Austin police say they are looking for 41-year-old Stephen Nicholas Broderick as a tentative suspect in the shooting at an Austin apartment complex. 2 women and a man were pronounced dead at the scene. Broderick is a former Travis County Sheriff's Office detective who was charged last year with sexual assault of a child. Police say he is to be considered armed and dangerous. Austin police say that a child was involved in what is being called a domestic situation, but was unharmed and has since been found and taken into police custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.